I was drafted.
December 7th, 1941. You remember that day? You remember hearing about Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, of course, I was old enough to realize what had happened, but I didn't realize the full significance of it until the next day or two.
You would have been 18, 19 years
right.
old then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing it on the radio or how you heard about it?
Yeah, I'm sure I must have heard it on the radio.
You were in school at that time at TU.
Yes.
And you continued till 1943 in school.
Yes.
But then you were drafted.
Well, that's true, but I got my orders to go to Fort Sill. I stopped in Oklahoma City on the way and was interviewed to go to medical school. They accepted me. I went to Fort Sill and worked in latrines there for 3 weeks and was shipped back to medical school in Oklahoma City as a PFC, which I remained until I graduated from medical school, a PFC.
How many years was medical school?
1943 to 46. We went to school basically the year round with a couple of weeks off here and there, but no summer vacation. I think we went through in 33 months instead of 36 months.
So in Oklahoma City, what was the name of the facility, the medical hospital?
University of Oklahoma School of Medicine.
Okay, you went to the University of Oklahoma School of Medicine as a PFC in the Army.
Yes, and they also had naval cadets there, and then they had civilians.
Where did you live?
I had a brother that was an insurance adjuster there, and I lived with him for a couple of years. And then I had met some girls here that lived in Oklahoma City, and their father was a surgeon, and he had the polyclinic hospital. So he asked me if I'd like to work with him at the hospital when I was not in school. That's what I did. He had an old house right next to the hospital that he said I could live in, a couple rooms. I lived with that and ate at the hospital.
So during your years of medical training, you lived as a civilian?
I lived as a civilian, but, you know, we had to do calisthenics every morning at 7:30 or whatever time and before classes.
Okay, at school.
Right.
You go to school. Did you wear the uniform?
Didn't have to.
But they'd still have calisthenics for you every morning.
Yes.
You had to fall in, I guess, as
right.
we say,
right.
at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Right.
And you did your calisthenics, and then from there on, life was like a civilian, wasn't it?
Yes, I got a first-class private's pay of $54, and since they didn't have a barracks, I got a subsistence pay of $90 a month. So I was really in pretty tall cotton.
Right.
Particularly since the doctor gave me this place to live and let me use his home as a home away from home.
Not a bad way to spend the war years,
well,
was it?
Great, yeah. Then, when I graduated, I had to take an internship, and I took that for 18 months there at University Hospitals in Oklahoma City. Then I went to Fort Sam Houston and took a course that every doctor had to go through when they were inducted down there. And then I was ordered to Kwajalein Island. So I had to go to Travis Air Force Base, which is in California. I was there about a month before my orders came. Then I was flown to Hickam Field, stayed there a few days, and then was flown out to Kwajalein, which is an island about a half mile wide and 2.5 miles long. On one side, it had a landing strip under which were multiple dead Japanese soldiers. On the other side, it was an atoll, and it was a nice area, but they dumped the honey there so you couldn't get in that water. Where the Japs were buried, it was rough water, it was the ocean side. Couldn't get in that, but there were a couple islands nearby, and we could get the Navy to motor us over there and have picnics and so forth. But I had to spend 11 months on Kwajalein.
What did you do?
At that time, they were flying Army and Navy personnel back from Okinawa and Japan to Tripper Hospital in Honolulu. I was to check them when they came through. If I found one that I thought needed a doctor, I could go to Hickam with them. So it wasn't difficult to find one, and I went to Hickam, but then to my consternation, I found that the orders were I had to be on that rock, Kwajalein, for 9 months. So I ended up having to spend 11 months there to make up for my time out.